look out your window and see her running away. Start adding things up, how you let her down. Now she's making you pay by running away. It's just like some movie, one you've already seen. And you're playing the part of the guy all alone up there on the screen. You know what that means. It's 2020, 'cause you're looking behind. You only wish you had thought of something you could do to ease her mind. Instead, what you find is her running away.
This next song, though, how many folks out there have cellular phones in your car? All right. I'm glad it's a minority. There's only a few, and I hope you never answer them.
I think there's a lot that won't admit it, to tell you the truth.
I tell you, I see people driving around these rotaries here with them while they're talking on the phone. It kind of makes me nervous. I'm nervous enough going around those things. We were in England and Ireland, and at least I was. Molly and I were there, and I got used to going around those over there. When I come here, I keep thinking I should go left. But anyway, I think your car, I think those of you that don't have the phones in your cars, don't get them, because that's one of the few safe places left where the phone can't get to you. And why not keep it that way while you can? That's why, actually, I think people get so mad. people are just too pent up, and they're finally in a quiet place, and then somebody cuts them off, and they just reach in their glove box, get that revolver, and shoot somebody else. Anyway, this is about sort of wanting to be all by yourself and not having to deal with anything. I think it's not funny, really. No. That's right, it's a way of life. What, stress, nervousness, driving? Phone. Phone is a way of life. Actually, it is a way of life for me. Anyway, once I was in Nashville and I was driving all around and I was supposed to go and visit my friend, stay overnight there, or stay there for about a week, actually. I just got into town. And they weren't home when I got to Nashville at the airport, so when I called to check in. So I wasn't sure if I could even get into their house, so I just decided I'd drive around. I'd stop at somebody else's house or some office somebody I knew or whatever. I kept passing all these exits and thinking, I don't really want to go there. I really don't want to talk to anybody right now. In fact, I don't think I'll just keep going. So I kept going. Pretty soon I was back at the airport again. I just went around the Beltway all the way around town. So that's where this song starts. It's called Daddy's on the Roof Again.